This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Port O'Connor now. Let's check in with Captain Lynn Smith, see what he's up to. Good morning, Lynn. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. It was a zoo yesterday, I'll tell you that.
I can only imagine.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't think I've seen that many boats on the water in a long time.
That's what James said. I talked to him. He was down there for the Lone Star shootout and the weigh-in and everything. He called it Chatterweight City down there, Chatterville. He said he'd never seen so many fish. He said, I hadn't found anybody putting in yet that's got lures on their rods. And he said he'd never seen anything like that. That many boats.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
He said all the bait camps were out of croaks by like 4:20.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it a bit. I didn't even try to get bait or anything. I don't like to fish on Saturdays. I don't make any.
Were you in the middle of all that mess yesterday?
I was.
My gosh.
I had one of my guide buddies had called me a couple of days ago, and he said, you want to fish on Saturday? I said, not really. Why? He said, well, he had a problem. He had a trip for Saturday, and his wife's sister was terminal. She was terminal, and they called in hospice on her, and he said, I need to be with my wife. And I said, I don't blame you. And he said, I would appreciate if you take this trip for me. I said, well, okay. I will. So I took this trip. Well, it brought back a lot of memories, Mickey.
I bet it did. Or nightmares.
Oh, listen. Oh, goodness. First off, I had four people. First off, they told me I was going to have three. Well, I ended up with four. And I baited every hook and cast every rod. Now, let me tell you something. If that doesn't wear you out, nothing will. That brought back a lot of memories, a lot of memories. And they wanted to meet at 5:30. I said, okay. And I was lucky to get out of the Intercoastal alive. You know, I really was. And once I got out of the Intercoastal alive, I was running by GPS got back in the lakes and got back there and dodging crab traps. and shut down and ease back in there and just fish for redfish. That's all I did. And we did catch redfish, but oh my goodness! And when I came back in, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was just, I was literally dodging boats. Oh man, boats running in every direction.
Boy, I bet you that gets dangerous. People don't realize that intercoastal gets real narrow in those situations.
Oh yes, it does. Yes, it does. And boy, I'll tell you what, it was insane. I pulled into Clark's, pulled my boat out, and the guy that runs the bait house, he was standing up there, and he was just laughing. He was laughing at me. And I said, oh, this is crazy. He said, you haven't seen anything. He said, it's been like this all morning. I went, oh, my goodness. He was just laughing, shaking his head. Oh, goodness. I couldn't wait to get my boat out. Oh, my gosh. Insane. But I've been on the water. I was on the water every day this week. And
goodness.
Yeah, man, I tell you. Yep, I was glad to get my boat out.
Yeah, in one piece.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
You know, you stand there on the bank and you look across that intercoastal towards Dewberry and all that. It looks like a pretty good body of water. You launch all those boats and that thing shrinks. It's like a little creek.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And when I decided we better go in yesterday, that there was a storm coming off the Gulf, and it was getting dark, getting pretty dark out there. And I said, we need to go. I said, we're fixing to get wet if we don't. And so I cranked up, and we were heading in, and some idiot came running by me. I mean, he almost hit me. I mean, it was incredible. I said, who is this guy? I mean, this guy came out of nowhere.
Yeah, what if you'd have made a slight turn and you know, the course you were on, he'd have nailed you.
Oh, he would have. I couldn't believe it. I guarantee you he ran within probably 30 feet of me at the most.
With his hair on fire.
Oh yeah. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't wait to get back and get out of the water. Oh. Goodness.
Weekend Warriors, Saturdays. Man.
It is. Weekend Warriors, Saturdays. I looked at this older fellow sitting next to me, and I said, it's Saturday. It is Saturday. I said, you have to watch everybody on the water from Saturdays.
Yeah, you got to have eyes in the back of your head, man.
You do. You do.
It's I don't amazing miss that.
No.
I don't miss it.
It just brought back memories of why I don't like fishing on Saturdays. Man, oh man. And I tell people, you know, don't book a Saturday. You know, if you're going to fish on a weekend,
if you're going to fish seriously, you know, stay away from weekends if you can help.
Yeah, exactly.
And some people can't, you know, they have to work and that's all the time they got to fish. And
that's true.
Well, it turns into a Donnybrook.
Oh, I tell them, I say, well, if you're going to have to fish on the weekend, fish on Sunday. You know, Sunday's a lot better day than Saturday.
It is. Well, Fridays, I think, are busier than Sundays.
They're getting that way.
Yeah.
That's true. They're very true. Yeah. Well, I have the day off, but and I need it. I need it. I'm fishing Monday, but I've got waders with artificials on Monday, so that's a good thing, you know. So we'll do good. I've been catching some pretty good trout on artificials, so that's good. That's a good thing. But anyway, it's been a good week, pretty good week, actually.
Well, it sounds like Port O'Connor's not a very little sleeping village anymore.
No, it's not. It's not that little secret on the Gulf Coast anymore.
No, it's not. James, you know, my conversation with him yesterday, I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, man. Everybody discovers where it is. You ask people, have you ever been to Port O'Connor? And they go, yeah, I've been through Port O'Connor. I go, no, you don't go through Port O'Connor.
You don't go through Port O'Connor. You have to go to Port O'Connor. You might have gone through Port Lavaca, but you didn't go through Port O'Connor.
Yes, and turn around and go back the other way.
That's it.
Oh, man. It used to be a quiet little village, you know.
Well, I imagine Sea Drift, it's probably grown down that way too, huh?
It has, a little bit, not anywhere near like Port O'Connor, but it's still kind of quiet down there. It really is.
POC.
Yep, the POC's going crazy.
Sounds
it
like
really
it.
It really is. Man, oh man.
I hadn't been down there in a long time.
Well, you'd probably still recognize it. It's starting to kind of expand.
As long as Josie's is still there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good old Josie's.
Yeah, got to go to Josie's.
Josie's and Speedy Stop. That's all you need when you go to Port O'Connor.
Well, Speedy Stop is the Port O'Connor Mall. You know, we call it the mall. if they don't have it, you don't need it. You know. Yeah, that's about right. But I don't know about what happened with the offshore yesterday. I don't know how they did. Somebody said that they had a boat in the tournament that was sinking, and they had to send the Coast Guard out.
No,
I don't know how that turned out.
Hadn't heard.
No, I hadn't either.
It's early. But anybody that was in that tournament is probably dead to the world right now.
Oh, you know they
They're
are.
They're going to be crashed out all day today. That's a marathon, buddy.
Oh, man, it is. You don't get much sleep out there.
No.
And I imagine it was a little bumpy.
At times. A little bumpy. A lot of rain, too, depending on where you were at in the Gulf. A lot of them got drenched, man.
Oh, you know it. You know it. I did talk to a fellow yesterday that told me he ran out through the pass yesterday and fished in the surf and caught some nice trout, but he said the sharks just ate him up.
Yeah.
He said
hearing the same thing up this way, too. Lots of sharks in the surf right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I talked to another guy, said he just anchored up at the pass, and then he walked the beach and fished and surfed, and he said he caught some nice trout, and but there again, a lot of sharks, you know. So there's some good fish in the surf if you can get there, you know.
So far on our side of the Gulf here, I hadn't heard of any shark bites or shark attacks, but now Florida's a different game. I've been hearing a few over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and
I looked it up
earlier this week. I was just checking on the Vibrio, you know, any cases of it, and I think they've confirmed 11 cases in Galveston County so far this year.
Really?
Yeah, and this time last year there was only 3.
Huh. Man, we don't need that.
Water's hot. You know, we had all this runoff, a lot of fresh water, you know, that meets with that. That's a big problem with it.
Yeah.
So people got any little nicks or cuts on them, they might want to stay out of that water till it heals over.
Oh, man.
You know, I had a pretty good cut on my left calf, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and I was going to go fish with Roland and Hillman and them. They were going to wade fish, and I had to back out. I didn't want to get in the water.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to risk it.
Well, how's the fish dude doing with his arm?
He's fishing every day now. He ain't looked back. He's still getting it.
Man.
So they saved him. You know, his arm was healing up real well, so he's back at it again, back in action.
Man, that arm looked bad.
Yeah. Didn't that look bad?
Yeah.
That was pretty serious.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you know, that customer of mine that got Vibrio down there in Galveston, that's the worst I've ever seen. And, you know, the same one that you saw,
Yeah. The one with the arm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember he was at the fishing show that year.
Right, right. He came up to my booth, and he threw those pictures on my table, and I just backed off. I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he had a house there at Tiki Isle, and he said he was working on his bulkhead.
Yeah.
And
in his arm on an oyster or something, you know, on the bulkhead or whatever. And bingo,
he tripped. Man. He tripped and fell down and put his hand down and got it cut on oyster.
Yeah.
Went upstairs, and next thing he knew, his wife came home from work, found him passed out on the floor.
Wow.
And
it
took him
fast.
In. And, yeah. Well, they said there's like five different strands of that Vibrio, and he had the worst. And he said there were like 14 or 15 people that year had that particular strand of that Vibrio. He was the only survivor. The only survivor.
Yeah, that's he's got to feel pretty blessed after that, and just to save the arm.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think at one time they wanted to amputate it, but you know they didn't. They saved it, but they had him in an induced coma, and I can believe it. I mean, look at that arm. I mean, good grief. I've got the pictures on my phone.
Yeah, I think I've still got them somewhere. They're on the cloud by now. It's been so long ago, I don't have them in all my media stuff, but they can stay there.
Oh,
I don't want to see that again. That was nasty.
Oh, man. I show those pictures sometimes.
Let me do this commercial break, Glenn. I'll be right back you, my friend. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item, and Kate Wayne on those long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. Okay, Lynn, we're back. We are back at it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a pretty good week as far as going back into some of the lakes and throwing topwaters and such as that. It was pretty skinny, though. Mm-hmm. The tide was coming in, but it just didn't come in enough, you know. And it didn't come in enough for me to get in some of the lakes. But anyway, we had a lot of shallow water cowboys running those lakes. They wanted to prove they could run skinny. A lot of those redfish had prop scars on them.
I bet they did. Gosh.
Man. They were running those shallow lakes. Guarantee you.
Yeah.
But there was some good topwater action when you could find them.
Right.
It was happening. But that water didn't come up high enough for me, though. I was hoping it'd come up a lot higher. But the tide came in all day, pretty much all day. Mm-hmm. But it was a late bite, you know. It was a noontime bite. And unfortunately, my customers wanted to fish in the morning. I told him, I said, guys, the bite is like noontime, but it's hot. God, it was hot.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 o'clock, it's really, really hot. It's good to be on the dock.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And the AC. You know, the other morning, we had a decent early morning bite, but it just, I mean, it was over quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bite stayed stale till about 11 o'clock from, 11 o'clock on, and the bite was really getting going good.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a good bite on plastic, throwing a chicken on a chain, and I had a good bite on that. But other than that, I tried different colors, but chicken on a chain worked best for me.
Yeah.
And I did pretty well on that. I caught some pretty nice fish. But good solid slot trout.
Have you seen a pretty good comeback in your trout fishery now? You know, since the new limits imposed and everything.
Yeah, pretty good comeback. And I didn't have a sharp problem this week. I didn't. Luckily. But I never saw a shark this week.
You must not went to the beachfront then, huh?
No, I didn't. I stayed away from that because I know what will happen there.
You know, the sharks hit our bays early this year. You know, we've got a lot of them in the bay right now. Lots of them.
Oh, we did too.
Especially more nasty bulls. I cannot stand them bull sharks.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on where you go, and I was staying away from them this week.
We've had a lot of fresh water this year, and then, that naturally draws them in. They come to that fresh water, man.
It's amazing how they like that.
It is.
Yep.
I mean, they can tolerate just pure fresh water. No problem.
Yeah.
Just like them big bull reds do. They know it doesn't bother them at all either.
I know. That's a fact. Yeah, I've got some fishermen for Monday, and in fact, we're going to be fishing an area that I went up and scouted a couple of days ago, and there's a lot of fresh water on top,
mm-hmm.
but the fish are down below,
Yes.
And I got a feeling there will be some bulls there, no doubt.
Most likely.
But Yeah, but you know, the trout are there. That's why the bulls are there, you know. No doubt. But there again, I carry my cooler. I don't string them. I don't string the fish. Some of these areas, you're just asking for it if you put a fish on a stringer.
Exactly.
You are asking for it.
Got a text I'm getting from more and more gut for you.
Yeah.
Said, has Lynn ever fished Old Lonesome in West Matagorda Bay?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If I go out to the wells, that's the first place I stop.
Yeah.
Old Lonesome.
You know, people don't, sure you know, you never hear many people talk about, you know, deep water fishing down there. And in the hot summer, you know, I've heard some really good catches coming off of deep water, deep structure in West Matagorda Bay in the summertime, you know, when conditions are right, winds down and everything.
Well, Old Lonesome is in a spear tube. And,
it is.
So it's a well that's a way away from the other wells. And all by itself out there. Mm-hmm. And I went out there this last summer with one of my customers, and I said, we're going to run out here and check Old Lonesome. And we were throwing plastic, and he chunked out there by that well and hooked up, and I first thought he had a shark, you know, and because he was all bowed up and fish ran out their ways, and it turned out to be a big bull red.
Yeah.
And about a 36-inch red. But they hang around those wells out there.
Yeah. But, well, he threw me a card when he said West Maddie. That's actually Espiritu Santo Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we call Old Lonesome out there by himself.
Old Lonesome.
Yep. That well works well. We catch a lot of fish around that one. One of my customers, he said he went out there one day, and actually he said they filled the box with good trout around that one little well head.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, you know. But no, sometimes if it's slow, we'll bounce around. I'll bounce around those well heads, and we might pick up two or three trout at each well head.
Yeah.
You know, and then and there again, a lot of times there's sharks around those well heads too.
Yeah, we definitely have them in our bay system, you know, because, well, the trout pile up around them. They get on those pads around those wells, and naturally the sharks are going to come, too. They're going to be
absolutely
where the food source is.
Right.
You know, in Corpus Christi Bay is another bay that you don't hear a lot about deep structure and fishing, but they have it there, too. It's a good summertime pattern over there.
Yeah. But one thing I did run into a lot this week is a lot of gaff top.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a lot of slimers. Uh-oh. A lot of those rest with big old bull heads on them, you know. Oh, man.
Well, I'm sure I'll run into a ton of them once our water starts turning over and getting somewhat fishable in Trinity Bay this summer. Because, you know, them gaff top, they like to come spawn in that fresh water, too.
To it. Oh, one of my customers, man, he hooked up and bought this fish. I thought, you know, we were catching pretty good trout. And this guy pulls his line up, and I mean, had slime all the way up, about 3 feet up his line. I said, oh, my goodness. I mean, it was a big old bull gaff top, you know. Oh, my goodness. You know, years ago, and you might remember this, several years ago, supposedly this happened in Florida. The kids were licking the slime off a gaff top and giving them a hallucinogenic high.
Well, I heard it years way before that originated down in your backyard. Port O'Connor Sea Drift area, they were taking it and scraping that slime off of them and putting it on like cardboard or whatever and letting it dry, and it would get flaky and powdery, and then they'd put it in a joint and smoke it and hallucinate off of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, I want to meet the person that thought of that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd like to see what kind of basket case that individual is.
Oh, can you imagine?
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Where did that come from?
Oh, my goodness.
The power of healing. You know how they say you get thin, we'll rub the slime on it, you know? And
oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of like...
You got to be pretty... God, hey. You just got a mental picture of somebody that'll do that. You know?
Yeah, I'm out, Coach. Put me on the bench. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'll take their word for it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, don't they have like a toad frog or something up in Colorado, the Rocky Mountains or wherever, that if you lick the secretion off of its back, it'll do the same thing to you? It's a little hallucinogenic.
I think so.
I've heard that before, too. Toad lickers.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me lick a frog. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, man. I don't think so. Not me.
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a cold beer.
Just give me a cold beer and some good BS on somebody's porch after a day of fishing. That's
there
life.
You go.
Don't get any better than that.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I guess we're getting too old, Mickey.
I guess, buddy. I don't know.
It's been
a hell of a party, Woodrow.
I'm telling you.
But I've never done any gaff top slime or toad secretions.
No.
My goodness.
Mm-mm. No.
The great outdoors. No, taking advantage of our resource.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tear his commercial break up. I'll be right back, buddy.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check out all their different size bottles there at the store. They have them on display along with their diffusers and regulators. They refill there at the store. But if you need more info on an oxygen response, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, I mean, Wild Caught Gus Ramp, that's what they specialize in. No farm raised at Boyd's. If you're looking for the big 912s, they've always got a great price on them, great availability. And if you want some really good food at great prices, check out their Cajun Grill next door or their Santa Fe location. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, 6:30 or 5:35. Getting ahead of myself here. All right, Lynn, we're back, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to take the day off, man. I've been, like I said, I've been on the water every day this last week. So well, sure. I think I'll take the day off. I need it. And plus, after I got in and cleaned the boat and put it up, I even went to a birthday party last night. So I'd been up since 3 o'clock. And so I was at that party last night, and a friend of mine, I had dinner with him last night. And I said, I think I'm going to leave a little early. And they said, oh, man, you're going to leave? I said, well, hey, I've been up since 3 o'clock. And I said, I'm tired. You know, it's been a long week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good little run for a guy your age, man. I mean, it's old Bill Watkins, he's getting up there in years, too. And he ran, I don't know, a week straight or whatever, and then got sick behind it. You know, he just didn't get his rest.
Oh, yeah. I said, man, I've been up since 3 and fished all morning and then clean the boat and go put it up. And I said, once in a while, you need a little, you need a little rest. And anyway, it was funny. And so I came home, and, man, I crashed. I guarantee you, I was tired. And after you baited every hook and cast every cast.
Oh, man, that's work.
But that brought back a lot
days.
Of Jeez. That brought back a lot of memories, Mickey. I mean, you know, because, you know, you start guiding. When you first start guiding,
that's what you do.
That's what you had to do. That's what you do.
That's what you had to do.
Yeah. And in the middle of all that, I remember, I said, you know, I used to have to do this every trip.
Every single day. It gets old, man.
Oh, big time. Big time. And I said, you know, I may have to drink a bottle of water here. I may have to take a break. Gosh, man. People think guiding is easy. It's not easy.
Not when you really have fish like that. That's tough.
No. It really isn't. But, heck, if we didn't enjoy it, we wouldn't do it. I guarantee you.
You know, and live bait people look at us and go, man, that's a lot of work, all those casts y'all make. Casting's the easy part. I mean, they're the ones that do all the work with all the, you know, baiting hooks and chunking rods for people and just, you know, it's big time babysitting.
It is.
Babysitting
it really
adults
is.
That, you know, that are just novice fishermen that don't have a clue. And I mean, you gotta have really good patience to do that every day, day in and day out.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we're spoiled because we've got, you know, the same people we've had forever now. We groomed them. We, you know, made them better fishermen and taught them how to do it the way we do it. And it's so much easier. Take some guys out in the boat, and they've got their own big-time rod and reels, and you just turn them loose.
Well, like the guys I have.
Yeah.
The guys I have tomorrow, they have all their weight and gear, everything.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's talking about spoil. Now that's bullshit. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you pull up to a spot, and you know, before you can get your gear on, they're out of the boat and waiting. You know,
and then took off. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's bullshit. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, that's good. But in fact, you have to tell some of them, you have to say, slow down, stop, hold on. You know.
Yeah, throw your anchor out, man. You're walking through them.
That's it.
Stomping
yeah, hold
them
on.
Out of here.
I never forget. But speaking of that, I was down in Baffin one time, and old Coons had his people, and I had my people, and we were right down there on around the rocks, and we were spread out. And one of the guys I had with me, he just took off, man. I mean, he just was on like a expedition, you know.
Yeah.
And he just took off waiting. And Coons looked at me and he went, "Where's he going?" I said, "I don't have a clue." I mean, this guy just took off, and he actually waited out of sight.
Oh.
And he waded right through the fish, you know.
Yeah.
And we're all standing there catching fish, and this guy went out of sight. He finally came back, and when he came back, he was soaking wet. He had stumbled over a rock, fallen down, soaked his reel, just dunked his reel, and we all had waders on. Well, he filled up his waders, you know. And so where'd you go? Oh, I took off down that shoreline, but I tripped on a rock and fell down, you know. I said, "Well, did you catch anything?" "No." "Well, you should have stayed here with everybody else."
Yeah.
You know.
Do as your guide does. You get them like that. I mean, some people they can't put on the brakes.
No,
they just take off, and they think the more water you cover, the more fish you catch. But it's really just the opposite. That's why you're waiting, is so you can slow down and be stealthy and work the area over the way it's supposed to be done.
That's right. Be quiet, and don't be hollering at each other, you know.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. That's, you know, I used to fish with a couple of guides like that back in the day. They just couldn't stop. And then you catch an 8-pounder out of their pocket, and they're turning around and looking at you. And I said, "Man, you're walking all through them." They still didn't get it. They still kept going. Slicks popping everywhere. They're just walking all through them, spooking fish. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Some people just aren't cut out for this.
I have a customer that, to this day, he wades through them, you know.
Yeah.
And I have to slow him down. And I tell him, it kind of makes him mad, you know, if you tell him to stop, slow down.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that, you know, he needs to get over there and get after him. But all he's doing is wading through him.
Well, that's why I like a lot of areas I wade up my way. If they keep going, they'll drown. I like to fish structure where it's deep, and you got to stay shallow and throw to the structure.
And
it keeps them from walking. They said, "How deep does it get out there?" I said, "Well, about if you keep going, it'll be about 10 feet before you know it." "Oh, really?" I said, "Yeah, that we're standing up here on the shallow part throwing off this ledge. The ledge has shell all down the edge of it, and the fish are running up and down this ledge right here." "Oh, okay." Sometimes you just got to give them a seminar out there before you ever put them in the water.
Yeah.
A lot of them take offense to that because they, you know, they want to feel like accomplished know-it-all fishermen, but they don't know.
And you right.
You got to slow them down sometimes. Just
hit
them in the head with a frying pan, buddy.
Yeah, I had this customer, and he had brought a customer one time, and I was keeping up with him, but I said, you know, we were catching fish, but finally we actually waded through them. And I said, "Hey," I said, we waded through these fish. I said, "Let's turn around and go back. These fish are behind us." And I said, "You know, we got to slow down." And we turned around and waded back into them. And his customer kept on going. He was he was on a march, man, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we turned around and went back to the fish, and we limited on trout and res. And we went and picked up his customer, and that guy didn't catch anything. I mean, you know, he was on a march, you know.
Yeah.
He was on a march, on a campaign. And we picked him up. He didn't have a fish.
That's funny. You know, they'll look back at you, and everybody's bowed up catching them and grabbing fish, and they just keep walking.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We call this a lineup. Once we hit them, we all stop and catch them. It's a lineup.
That's right. That's right. But so many people, they just can't do it. They got to just keep going. They think if they get ahead, they'll get into them, ahead of you.
They're looking for stingrays.
No. Yeah.
Step on one. The more you walk, the better chance you got of stepping on one.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah. Yeah, boy. And down here, the water's clear enough you can see them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that one you don't see that gets you, though.
Always.
You know? Yeah, and I guarantee you, it's the one when you step sideways. That's the one that gets you. It's the one that got me, but
Or jump out of the boat on top of one.
Yeah, I tell people that. I go, you know, you'll be wading along and stand there and have them bump you in the back of your legs. They're feeding on what you're stirring up.
Yes, they'll follow you like puppy dogs. You know, you're stirring up all those little crustaceans and everything, and they're just they're just feeding in behind you, following you like a puppy dog.
That's right. They'll bump you in the back of your legs.
I used to have customers ask me all the time, said, man, why do you punch your rod on the bottom before you get out of the boat off the ladder right there? I said, make sure there's not a stingray there. I said, I know how deep it is. I don't want to step down on top of a big old ray and end the day. Oh, never thought of that. Yeah, I said, yeah. You punch your rod on top of a stingray, he'll take off.
One of my guide buddies was in the boat putting fish in the cooler. His customers were waded up to the boat, and they were standing there, you know, kind of putting their fish in the boat.
Right.
And you know how the boat kind of swings, you know, he had it anchored up. And the customer standing there kind of had his arms on the boat, and the boat was swinging in the wind. And he's just kind of walking with the boat as it's swinging. And he stepped on a ray.
Oh,
stepped
boy.
On a ray that was under the boat, you know.
Mm.
Got hammered. But, you know.
You know those big old bull sharks will do that. They'll stay under your boat while you're fishing and wait for you to get a good trout coming into the boat, and they'll come out from under the boat and nail it.
And oh, yeah.
Blaine and I had one day. We were anchored up on a well pad in the middle of Trinity Bay, and he was on one side of it, and I was on the other, and we're fishing towards each other. I mean, them fish were stacked on that pad big time. And that bull shark, I'd see him, he'd swim over and he'd go under my boat and then he'd just disappear. Well, he was just sitting on there idling around waiting. And we'd start catching him and then he'd eat one of our fish. And then when our bite kind of went stale and Blaine and them started catching him, he'd move over to their boat. That fish was having a field day. Big old wide-headed giant bull shark, man. 7-footer.
Oh. I had
making a living off us. Kind of like those dolphins do on y'all down there when you get on a school of trout.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. I get sure tired of feeding them. I'll guarantee you that.
I know.
They sure.
Last summer when I fished with Cliff Webb, we'd have to leave a really great school of fish. Just pick up and leave and go find another school because the dolphins just pull in and take over.
Oh, they do.
We were catching and releasing. We were just feeding them is all we were doing.
That's right. And they just hang around. And I had a customer that we were at the hump one time, and we were catching trout. You know, and you'd catch a lot of 14-inchers, you know.
Sure.
And boy, those darn dolphins, man, they're just right there with you. I mean, you could almost pet them, you know. And this customer, he was scared death of sharks anyway. And he said, boy, I don't like this. I said, those are dolphins, man. They're, you know, the sharks aren't going to come around you if they're
no,
here.
No, you got all these dolphins around there. You're not going to have many sharks, man.
No. I said, they'll kill a shark. He said, well, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. Boy, they were within arm's reach of him, you know. And they're huge. You don't realize how big they are until they're right next to you.
How about a tail kick from one of them? It'd break your leg.
Oh, it would. It would. And he said, I don't like it. I just don't like it. I said, well, they're not going to hurt you. Yeah. And, oh, man, they were all over you. Well, every time you catch a little 14-incher, you know, and you release it, they're on it, man. They're on it like a dog on a bone, you know.
Yeah, don't drop him right by you. Just throw him out away
no.
from you. Make sure you don't
you
get
better
hit
know
by,
it.
You know, that's, I think the worst I've ever seen him. It was 25, 30 years ago. We were wading down in Rockport, and they were so bad at Mud Island. We were on a good school of trout. We just had to leave, so then we went to Allen's Bite and got on them again. Here come another school. They just ate us up, and we ended up around way farther north and around Spalding Bite, same thing. Carlos Bay, same thing. I said, man, how can there be any fish in this bay system like this with all these dolphins eating these fish like this? Just crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can imagine it's probably worse now, you know, a lot worse.
Oh, you know it. I've seen two dolphins play with a flounder, you know, throwing a flounder back and forth to each other.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen that more than once. I mean, you know, they just take a flounder and skip it across the water.
And, well, I think they get full, and then they start playing with their food.
Yeah, yeah. They're funny to watch, but I wonder how many pounds of trout a flounder eats a day. I mean, if you knew, it would scare you, you know, really.
I don't know. That's a good question. I know years ago, way back in the 80s, we were wading the North Shore Line East Bay. Man, we used to catch some big trout over there, especially in the fall and winter months. And there were some biologists over there running net samples. And we kept catching these, you know, big 7-8 pound trout, and they had these scars on them. Looked like a bear had clawed them down the side.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to talking to those biologists, and they said, yeah, those are from porpoise, you know, from dolphins. I said, really? I said, yeah. I said, they get a hold of a big one like that and can't swallow it, and it escapes them, and where they close their mouth on them, because those claw marks, those, you know, be down both sides of the fish.
Yeah.
And for years I'd caught trout like that and said, man, wonder what's doing that to these fish. Well, that's what it was.
Sure. Yeah, you better know it. It wasn't from a shark, guarantee you that.
No, a shark, it would be just clean cut, just bitten too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, those porpoises, boy, they grab them.
Yeah, they do.
But like you say, they can't swallow it. It's too big, so they just spit him. But,
yeah, and you can tell they grab them the wrong way. You know, instead of the head first, it'll be all those scrapes will be going back towards their tail where that fish got away from them.
Right.
And that might be why, you know, we were catching them so shallow. You know, they were pushing them right up on the bank. And we used to catch those fish like that, knee-deep or less water. That's when we discovered the 7M mirror lures. My God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's about the only floaters we had back then. I mean, just, you know, we just didn't have the... Boy, I wish I could go back in time and fish from the... like the mid-70s to the mid-80s with what we have now as far as baits and equipment, rod and reels,
oh,
everything.
Oh, man.
Quality line. I mean,
oh, man.
There's no telling what kind of catches you would have had.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
I mean, look at all the giant fish we lost back in the day to inferior drag systems on reels.
Oh,
I'd do
gosh,
better.
Yes.
Back then, if I knew I had a big fish on by just pushing the button in and just thumbing the fish and using my thumb for a star drag, because the drag systems were so terrible, all that jerky grabbing and turning loose, and you know how they were. It's crazy.
Oh, sure. Oh, you better know it. I mean, man,
in line.
Yeah, what you have now
would snap like thread, you know, good quality 14, 17 pound line and just snap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yesterday, one of my customers thought they were hung up, and I grabbed the rod and pulled on it, and I said, "No, it's hung up," and it started coming in slowly. I thought maybe it had a lot of grass on it. Well, it was braid. It was braid line that was in the grass, and I bet you it was probably 20, 30 yards of braid. I said, "We need to get this out of the water here." I mean, I said, number one, we don't need to get this in somebody's prop, especially mine.
Yes.
And, oh, man. We pulled it up, had all kinds of grass on it, of course. But I thought, man, you talk about a nightmare. This, you don't want braided line in your prop.
No.
No.
Hillman.
I wonder how many.
Hillman sent me a picture of his prop about a month ago. He'd put in at the dike, and when he pulled his boat on the trailer, he sucked up, this had to be 500 yards of braided line.
Oh, my goodness.
It wrapped all up in there. Luckily, he didn't cut the seal on his prop shaft, you know.
But, Good grief, how did somebody not do that?
I guess somebody just despooled a reel right there and just threw it in the boat ramp, you know, right there in that little basin they put in.
Man.
Luckily, he did that on the way in instead of the way out. He'd been running with all that mess on there.
I was going out one morning. I had three guys, and I hit a crab trap rope.
Right.
And the crabber had put a nylon rope on that float.
Oh, man.
Now, and anyway, I knew I'd hit the crab trap rope. Well, I didn't go too far where the guys were going to fish, and I let them out, and the guys got out to fish, and I climbed out and I raised the motor. Well, I got what I thought was all the nylon rope off my prop, and without pulling the prop, and I figured, well, I got most of it out all of it out. Well, I got back home, and it looked okay. You know, I didn't see a problem. Well, 3 days later, I dropped my lower unit. Lost my lower unit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Cut the seal. Cut the seal, and I lost the lower unit.
It'll happen. Those little strands coming off that nylon work their way in behind that hub.
Yep.
That's what killed you right there, man.
It did.
I've had it happen, too. It's just, you know, nothing you can do about it.
Nope. I was running out across the bay, and, boy, that sound, I can still hear it today. It was like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that lower unit locked up.
I've blown them where it sounded like you blew your engine, but it's actually your lower unit.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like the power head went out or something.
Exactly.
You know?
All right, Lynn, I got to run, buddy. Somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can reach you.
All right, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, Lynn. Hey, have a good Sunday. Rest up. Get ready for another one.
Oh, I'll be ready tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you. See you, man.
You too, Mick. Have a good one, buddy. Bye.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, all that good stuff. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.